Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 14th of June 2016, and this is the 380th Moll Out Loud podcast. I really overslept this morning. It was so nice being snug in bed, and I think perhaps part of it was because I'd had a massage yesterday, so all my muscles were relaxed and I just melted into the mattress, and suddenly I realised that I had overslept by about an hour and a half. Anyway, so I leapt out of bed and just got to the cafe in time to read the quiz questions, and then my feet just told me. They didn't even tell me. My feet just walked up, knock lofty. So I had a beautiful long walk, 2 hour walk, and then I came home. Neither of those things had been on my agenda, either the oversleeping or the walk, because I have a deadline today and I've been trying to write to this deadline. And I also usually have a walk in the late afternoon, but the friend I walked with, or usually walk with, had said she couldn't make it at the time that I would have needed to go. So then I found myself rather slacking off at lunchtime, and then I got a message from her to say she could do it. And I just thought, I really can't. I can't with this deadline. It felt as if what I had been doing, the oversleeping and the going for the walk, were really good things rather than procrastinations. But at lunchtime, I think I was beginning to procrastinate, and I really didn't allow myself enough time to do the walk as well, especially once I thought it wasn't on. So I have been sitting here writing. I still have quite a bit to do and a few other tasks this evening. And I also have a masterclass with Michael Nobbs tonight too. So it's been quite a busy day, but it's been a really lovely one. I haven't thought any more about my iPad, which is still plugged in. I daren't unplug it. So I'm able to work on it at the moment, and at some point I'll need to deal with the problem. I can't really just keep it connected here, but I did, when I did manage to reconnect it, luckily it was on the end of a very, very long lead, so I can carry it around the room and make myself differently comfortable in different places. So it's really been a nice day, even though I've been so busy and may have rather a late night. And sometimes it does go like that. I'm quite pleased that I've got this deadline, and I'm very pleased that it looks as if I'll actually be able to meet the deadline. Because so often with the work that I do for the writing group, I just get too petrified, I think, to finish it. I get terrible doubts right towards the deadline as it's looming. And rather than work on it, I just stop. So I haven't done that. And it is really nice writing for the whole day. My arm is a little bit sore, that's one of the reasons that this podcast is going out now, actually, because I thought I would do one late tonight instead, but I think my arms need a little rest, and perhaps my voice needs a little oiling as well, so this is a great opportunity for that. I do hope that whatever you're doing, that the time is working for you, and that you feel engaged. And that if you don't, that, I don't know, sometimes just not, just doing what your legs tell you. I think that was really the answer today, was that I didn't even think twice about going for that walk. And it was such a good thing to have done. I've been a bit cooped up these last few days because of the weather mainly. And so it was, the sun was out. I knew it was going to be one of those days that was going to be sunny, showery, a bit of everything, windy. And so it felt like one of those days too, that you just had to grasp it when the time was right. So I do hope the time is right for you, for whatever you're doing today. And let your body go first sometimes is my little learning from today, and not regretting it if time is a bit tight later. Thank you very, very much for listening today. I think I need to get back to my writing now. I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.